like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at 5 and 10.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, December 20th, 2023, 9:08 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle. We've got lots of local news and happenings for you this morning, but we start with a couple of guests. Cancer screening funds are available through the Victims of Mill Tailings Exposure, that program serving folks who lived in Monticello during a certain time period. We'll give you all those details. But joining us this morning is San Juan County Public Health Director Grant Sonata and Monticello Mayor Bailey Hedgeland. Good morning, Grant and Bailey.
Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Yeah, hey, thanks for joining us. So tell us a little bit about, lots of folks that lived in Monticello for a while know of the Victims of Mill Tailings Exposure program. Tell us maybe some of the history of why this exists.
Well, this program was started years ago by certain members of our community, and I know I'm going to leave a few out, mainly Steve Young and Barbara Pipkin. They ended up out in D.C. Petitioning the federal government to help pay for some of the damages that were caused by the mill. Our mill here in Monticello was one of the only that in the country that was actually run by the federal government, not a private corporation. And so just kind of helping those who have lived here with some of the long-lasting, unfortunate effects of that mill. We were fortunate enough with the county to receive another grant this, I guess it was 2 years ago, a year and a half. And so we're just finally getting to the point where we're able to roll out the program. And so we're really, you hate to say that. It's such a, we're not excited because of the content of this program, but it's so needed. And we really, really hope that all the residents who qualify will take advantage of this. Mm-hmm.
Another way to put it is that really I feel honored to be a part of rolling this out. And because this was a unique situation, is like you were saying, in addition to it being a government-run mill, the technology and the science was just not there at the time to understand the risk that was being put on the community as a whole. So again, like you were saying, if people don't know, the historic Monticello mill, uranium mill that was right here on the south end of town through 50s and 60s did not have those protections in place. For example, the uranium mill tailings. You know, as a newcomer myself, I'm really privileged to hear some of the stories of people just growing up. Even just now, I was meeting with some colleagues with the county, and they were talking about playing in the mill tailings, right?
Swimming in the ponds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the ponds. And so there was just not that knowledge at the time. But we do know more now, and there are those precautions and protections in place for any uranium mill that is currently in place. So we do want to clarify that as well.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, like you say, those protections not in place, though, during this time, and then the cleanup to follow, and these specific cancers that people can screen for. So tell us, you know, I always hear, you know, like, okay, you live during this time, you can get this cancer screening. Well, I mean, I fit in that time frame, you know, just barely. I'm on the younger end of that. But like, I mean, what symptoms are you presenting, or how do you know that you should get screened for these cancers?
Great question. Our main message is that anyone that lived, worked, or went to school in Monticello from 1941 to 2002 should go in and get screened. And if you have been screened previously, a few years ago or something like that,
it's time to do it again.
Let's do it again. Let's do it again. And so we have a process in place so that people can kind of can understand, oh, okay, this is how it works, and also your healthcare provider can know what's going on as well. So on our website at www.sanjuanpublichealth.org, one of the main buttons there, it says Monticello Cancer Screening Program. You can click on that, fill out an application, and we just ask for a little evidence that shows, hey, I went to school here, I worked here, or I lived here. And just for records, it helps us also tell the story when we apply for additional funding. And then you'll receive a voucher and that you'll take in along with some cancer screening guidelines. You can take in, set an appointment with your healthcare provider of choice. and set up that, go through that screening process. There, like you said, there are a few specific cancers that we, that the science has shown a link between this broad exposure in the community, you know, the wind blowing across town, things like that. And we want you, the healthcare providers, to watch out for things like hematologic cancers. Those are things like leukemia or myelomas, lymph system cancers, lymphomas or thyroid, pulmonary as well. That's lung or bronchial. That's a very common one. You can probably imagine from breathing in the tailings. Renal cancers such as bladder or kidney. And then also stomach cancers, which would also broadly include gallbladder or esophageal. And so those are the main ones we are want healthcare providers to look out for. And, you know, it'll involve things like maybe a chest x-ray, urine analysis. So you can look at those so you're a little aware, as well as be able to share those guidelines with your healthcare provider. And people are always welcome to reach out to us if they have questions. Thankfully, we've had Dr. Mike Nielsen as our medical director helping guide this, and we've reached out to a lot of experts to get that guide, the guidance on this as well. Once that screening takes place, then the clinic would send us an invoice after charging your, if you have insurance, what we're paying for is anything outside of that, your insurance. So a copay, out-of-pocket costs. And so then we at San Juan Public Health would receive that invoice, and we'd make that payment. And if someone's not insured, we'd be paying at the Medicaid rate for the healthcare providers.
Well, very good. So I imagine that'll be a lot of local health companies that will be doing that, but it's not just for people that still live in Monticello. Is that right?
Well said. We've been able to do presentations to our local health care providers, since those are the groups where we're most likely to see people go in to get screened and want them to be ready. But also, if you have family members, old neighbors, you name it, old coworkers, please reach out to them. And they can also fill out this application on our website and then take it to their local health care provider. And again, you know, if there are questions that come up, reach out to us. And that way you can get screened wherever you're at. And I'm just thinking also, you know, your program here, right? We can share this link of this recording, and we can mm-hmm. spread the word that way.
Well, very good. You know, with that, obviously it's a long range of time of people impacted by this or potentially impacted. And some of those people on that older end, maybe not as familiar with the website link, they can call your office.
Definitely.
if they're not... comfortable on the computer.
That's right. We do have our phone number, 435-587-3838, and our staff are prepared to help walk you through that application. And like you said, whether it's online or on the phone, it all works well. And you're so right. You know, we've had people who were maybe younger when the cleanup was happening. The Department of Energy was doing that cleanup in the 90s, but also decades before, right? So we really want everyone to go through this process.
Yeah, well, very good. We've got this quote here from the committee about their organization. They say they were organized out of concern for those who are victims of male tailings exposures. Their goal was to save lives in providing educational awareness, detection, and early intervention, and helping those who are experiencing the devastation of disease and medical treatment while preventing further tragedy where possible. The victims deserve a legacy of cooperation and solutions rather than a legacy of cancer and heartache. Bailey, you know, you're familiar with some of those people that started this committee. Talk to us a little bit about their work, you know, in the past and today to bring these funds forward.
They've definitely remained advocates. I think that is their greatest legacy, is keeping this in, not necessarily in the public eye, but keeping the federal government helping, I guess is the best word to use. They have continued to keep these committees going, to solicit the funding from the federal government, and making sure no matter who's in my place or in Grant's place are aware and involved. And I think that again, thank you isn't enough for those guys. And again, early detection is, there's a tagline there.
Right.
But
yeah,
early
detection. Something that Barbara Pipkin let me know, she said, hey, I'm just thinking about herself and so many people they have helped in the past, because there was some funding over 10 years ago so that people could get screened then. And she said, diagnosis is the hardest part. And that's a message I really would like to emphasize, is that this cancer, it is scary. As a concept, you know, we think about it that way, and it's overwhelming. And I know personally the impact of cancer. My own father died at age 45 of multiple myeloma, or bone marrow cancer, and just the dramatic impact on my family. But also recognizing that there is that hope with early screening, early treatment. And that's something that the committee, they've kept telling me that as well.
Yes.
And there's that message of hope that they really emphasize. And there's such power in a community coming together. That's something that's inspired me as a newcomer here in the area, to see how they have reached out to so many people to say, hey, have you had cancer? And they have created this map that shows, look at all of these cases of cancer we have in Monticello. And that becomes a powerful tool to then speak to those who have influence, who are in power, to make a difference and to say, hey, there's maybe been a wrong done in the past. How do we correct that and move forward? And so I think overall it's a message of hope.
Absolutely. And again, opportunity for folks to get this screening. And like you say, it's caught early. It's, you know, your survival rates go up dramatically, right? So absolutely, definitely reason for folks to do it. Again, could you just give us the years one more time of people that lived, worked, or went to school in Monticello?
Right. That's from 1941 to 2002. And just want to recognize there's just a lot of different ways you may have been exposed at that time. People were building with the mill tailings, right? And so just don't hesitate. Reach out to us and let's get the process going.
Well, very good. You know, and you talked about those cancers too. Obviously, you want, I guess, as many people as possible to screen, as that gives more opportunity or possibly grows the fund for future use.
Right.
Yes, possibly. That's our hope, that if we can show that this is needed and wanted, that it will continue as well. So we really do hope that everybody who qualifies will take advantage of this.
And this is year-to-year funding. So as we get people screened now, and we ask that they give us permission to have some basic information about the results of their screening, that will help us share that message, that story about what's happening and what's helping. And our plan is to have this batch of screenings take place from now to May 2024, and so that we can hopefully get that next batch of funding and keep it going. And we do hope that this can be more than just screening. Clearly, screening's not enough, right? We need that next step to help pay for treatment. And in the meantime, this is where we're at, and we're trying to make the best with the resources we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. You know, with that, you know, again, you want everyone, if you do qualify, please, you know, go get this screening. But some people may be curious, do we know the symptoms for some of those cancers? I mean, I guess it's a long list. Maybe there's a lot of symptoms attached.
It would be hard to list, but you,
sure.
If you think about some of the lung cancers, if you have any, and you're right, it is just such a long list. We'll have you go through, because really, there's some that you might not have symptoms as well, and so part of that is a general physical exam, actually, that's listed here that the healthcare providers will do for you. And that way they can check and see if there's any abnormal growths, maybe lumps, things like that. And you might think, oh, that's nothing, right? But they might be able to check and just be sure. And that's part of what is helpful here, is that assurance. Like, oh, at least right now, I'm good. And then you can follow up in a few years. And again.
Very good. So again, that's screening for everyone, anyone that lived at 1941 through 2002, lived, worked, or went to school in Monticello near these tailings. You mentioned, but I just want to emphasize again, that this round of funding is ending in May, so people want to get on this program.
That's right.
Yes, we encourage them.
And it's a great time right now with the holiday season, while you're gathered together with your family. I encourage you, while you're, for one, just this, a reminder here is that life is precious. really value your loved ones, your own life, cherish that time together, and also have that conversation. Say, hey, we did live here, you know, at that time. Let's set up some appointments. Let's get this going.
Very good. Yeah, like you said, a good reminder too, because like you say, probably a lot of people either visiting to Monticello or visiting other family members that previously lived in Monticello. Once again, the program is not just for people that used to live in Monticello and still do. It's anyone that lived in that time, at that time period. Well, again, very good. We've been speaking with Grant Sonata, San Juan County Public Health Director, and Monticello Mayor Bailey Hedgeland about the Victim of Mail Tailing Exposures Cancer Screening Program. Bailey and Grant, anything else you'd like to mention before we let you run this morning?
No, we just, again, encourage all to use this and take advantage of this.
Mm-hmm. And overall, a message of hope.
Very good. And one more time, the website and the phone number?
Our phone number is 435-587-3838, and our website is www.sanjuanpublichealth.org.
Very good. Well, our thanks again, Grant and Bailey. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, David.
Yeah. Well, once again, you're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another quick break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly Drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
3D print it. Earn your certificate at USU Blanding. Explore engineering, drafting, and design technology with experienced instructors and state-of-the-art 3D printing machines. Transform your creativity into tangible objects and shape the future of the industry. Take advantage of hands-on learning and industry-leading technology. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to jumpstart your new career today.
Enroll now. Classes start January 6th.
Need a new metal roof or building? Call Metal Depots in Farmington. Metal Depots specializes in metal roofing, metal buildings, and the highest quality accessories for do-it-yourselfers and contractors. And we deliver. Get a fast, free quote right now. Visit us in Farmington or call us at 505-278-2109 or visit metaldepots.com. Metal Depots in Farmington. The Four Corners source for the highest quality metal roofs and buildings.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, December 20th, 2023, 9:28 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle now. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Oh, beautiful day.
Yeah. Yep.
Beautiful day. When you get in the 20s in December, then efficiency of your day starts to drop off. The holidays are looming, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, looking forward to the holidays. Yeah, just a couple days away for Christmas, and lots of folks going on break. I think it's the last day of school for the San Juan School District, so I know a lot of teachers and students are excited to go on break here.
Yeah, Yeah, it's upon us. It is upon us.
Well, very good. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of news and happenings for you throughout the area, including the latest out of Blanding City Council, where they once again discussed pickleball courts and the historic Swallow's Nest. Swallow's Nest being a small historic building used by Albert R. Lyman, the town's first settler, for his writings, and the building located near the City Visitor Center. Previously reported that the county had approved a grant for the Swallow's Nest. That was incorrect, as the council gave advice and consent for Recreation Director David Palmer to move forward in an attempt to receive a grant through the county by the end of the year. In the December 12th meeting, Councilmember Kellen Nielsen reported the county discovered they couldn't use funds for the Swallow's Nest, but the city could look into possible state funds. At the meeting, Palmer also reported that the week previous, the Swallow's Nest had been vandalized, with the door kicked in and with such force to break not only the door, but the frame. Palmer spent a Saturday sealing up the building, he added, when asked if the building is insured. At the meeting, the members of the council also discussed the pickleball courts currently being installed through a community development block grant. At a previous meeting, members of the council heard some concerns with the courts from two city residents. New city manager Trent Herring explained that some of those concerns should be resolved when the courts are finished. For example, one comment was concerned about the height of the nets, but Herring explained that the city won't finish stringing the nets up to the right height until the courts are painted this spring. You know, in essence, they put it in there, but they weren't necessarily worried about cranking it all the way to regulation height when they knew they were going to take them out and paint them before they'll be used. Other concerns do remain, however, including the height of the fence surrounding the court. Residents expressed concern about the 4-foot-tall fences, meaning they'll have to chase balls that bounce outside the fence line. Herring shared that Ben Muelstein, City Economic Development Manager, had gotten some rough quotes that extending the fencing from 4 feet to 8 feet would cost $15,000. Another concern expressed by citizens is the number of entry points into the courts. Looking at the design, city staff felt that the gates were mostly adequate, but that the courts could be served with a gate connecting courts 2 and 3. City staff also shared that a previous change to the orientation of the courts through the CDBG grant process took a long amount of time. One suggestion is that the city close out the grant process and build a higher fence and install another gate, if wanted, after the process is closed. Another city staffer thought the process wouldn't necessarily impact the grant and could be done faster. In informal discussion, members of the council generally expressed support for installing an 8-foot fence. Council members signaled their advice and consent for city staff to look into the cost of the contractor putting in an 8-foot fence and how that might impact the grant in hopes of fully completing the project and having a grand opening in the spring. That all part of the latest Blanding City Council meeting. You can read about the rest in the latest edition of the San Juan Record.
Yeah, new city manager Trent Herring on the job and working hard. It's very interesting. That Swallow's Nest is a remarkable little structure. Albert R. Lyman, the old settler, the first settler of Blanding, and prolific writer. That's where he wrote. That's where he would get away from the cares of the world. And
the hustle and bustle.
Of
early Blanding.
Yeah. Well, I think he had a dozen kids, so there was some hustle and some bustle in the Lyman family. But he was a longtime writer for the San Juan Record, and is quite a guy. So it's right next to the visitor center, you know, this historic structure that most people wouldn't know had that historic value, except there's a nice plaque in front of it, but vandalized. That's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and part of that project that they wanted to do is also related to the base is sometimes eroded away when there's large storms. So they were talking about putting in a French drain around it to try and, you know, drain it and keep the building intact. But yeah, you know, again, it's a structure identified by San Juan County Historical Preservation, and they're hoping to protect it. But yeah, again, that vandalism, no good.
That pickleball court project is a great project too. It's, you know, it's remarkable, but I just have to guess, have to wonder, there's a 4-foot fence around it. I mean, a 4-foot fence is next to nothing. An 8-foot fence is more, but tennis courts are surrounded by 12-foot fence, you know.
Yeah, 15 feet. Yeah. 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 No, I
wonder if 8 will be high enough or.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Again, it's a growing sport in popularity. I've played it just once, you know, visiting family in Arizona. It's fun, you know. We definitely I can't remember how tall the fences we played in were probably 8 feet, and we maybe hit one or two balls over, you know, in that time. But again, that's, you know, unless you're playing racquetball, the ball's you're gonna have to chase the ball around.
That's the greatest thing about racquetball is just stay put, and the ball will eventually roll back to you or close.
Yeah. So, anyways, it's an interesting issue, and City of Blanding looking to address it, looking at all their options there. Interesting issue. Once again, that's part of the latest edition of the San Juan Record, which is available now, hot off the presses. Bill Boyle with the latest edition in hand.
Yeah, the paper just got here. We're getting it out. We have a really, really cool photo by Kirk Gregory. Our photo of the week this week is a cloud bank over Combe Wash from the sweeping edge of Combe Ridge. Just taken this week, really a remarkable wide-angle photo covering all the entire front of the paper. City Council meetings, we've discussed both the Monticello and the Blanding City Council meeting here on the morning show the last couple of days. We've got a big book sale going on at the San Juan Record, and we're featuring local books. 2023 has been a remarkable week, a remarkable year for local books. And books on the Bear's Ears, Janet Ross's biography, A Place Called Home, Lee Bennett's seminal analysis of the Dugout Ranch, that incredible area. She really tackles it. For years, there's been a... I don't know how many times people have asked me about the book by Dr. Valentine. He's a BYU professor who wrote a book about the Dugout Ranch probably 30, 40 years ago. And for years, that was the only book that people knew about, and it was really hard to get. Anyway, so Lee, who's a retired federal land manager, has been very closely involved in the Dugout Ranch and just has this remarkable book. These are all... Anyway, I'm getting distracted here. But we've got local books here at the San Juan Record Bookstore. Shrimp Scampi is a story by Mary Kochenauer, Our Food Adventures. We got a felony court report. USU is celebrating the large number of first-generation students and faculty and staff. They had a big event in November, and we've got a story about that. High school sports, once again, is just dominating the news. We have high school basketball, boys and girls of basketball, and wrestling, a lot going on there. There's a couple of obituaries in the paper today. We have, excuse me, just a second, let me get to that page. Got obituaries for Marianne Lyman and Anita Red Feltis, a Monticello native who recently passed away. So you can pick it up in the paper, in newsstands or in your box. If you've got an online subscription, it was delivered at 5 a.m. this morning. Monument Valley High School girls basketball team graces our back page. They're having tremendous success. It's going to be fun to follow them through the remainder of the year. Anyway, we appreciate the support of the San Juan Record and all that goes on in this remarkable place.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show at Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other news for you, including some news out of Moab City, a temporary road closure today and tomorrow, as a section will be closed, Center Street at City Hall and the library, while doing work for Rocky Mountain Power. Closure will affect westbound traffic only and parking on the north side of the street. Work will on the 20th will be in front of the library. That's today, and tomorrow will be in front of City Hall. So I ask you to follow detour routes. So just be aware, road closures related to some electrical work near Center Street, near City Hall today and tomorrow in Moab.
There's a fun event happening this afternoon at the Four Corners Regional Care Center in Blanding. They have an Adopt-A-Resident program, and a lot of local residents have brought in gifts for people who are in the care center. Today at 2 o'clock, they're going to have a live band and snacks and celebrate this Adopt a Residence program. So feel free to drop by and enjoy the music and enjoy the friendship and enjoy the snacks. That's at 2 p.m. this afternoon at the Four Corners Regional Care Center in Blanding.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have memorial notices and funeral services to let folks know about throughout the area.
Yeah, there'll be funeral services tomorrow for Elaine Sondrager White of Blanding. The services begin at 11 a.m. at the Blanding Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There'll be visitation from 9 to 10:30, and burial services will be in Monticello. Funeral services for Marianne Wetton Lyman, age 86 and a longtime resident of Blanding, were last Friday, in Orem, Utah. No, I'm sorry, I've got this backwards. So funeral services for Marianne Wetton Lyman are this Friday in Orem, Utah. There'll be visitation next Friday, on December 29th at 1 p.m. at the Blanding Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more for you coming your way on the Red Rock Morning Show. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Moonflower Community Cooperative, Moab's number one location for high-quality, healthy food choices. Stop by this holiday season to check out our fresh deli, hot bar, and local Ruby Ranch grass-fed beef. Become a Moonflower member and enjoy discounts and specials throughout the year. We're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day at 39 East 100 North, across from the post office in Moab. Happy holidays from the Moonflower Co-op.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Everyone at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A hearty thank you for everyone's support throughout 2023. Come visit us for great Christmas sales throughout the store featuring items for the whole family and your last-minute gifts. Safe travels this holiday season from all of us at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
The holidays are upon us, and Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts in Moab wants to wish everyone a safe and joyous Thanksgiving and Christmas, and a Happy New Year. The best to you from the crew at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, December 20th, 2023, 9:44 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan record editor Bill Boyle.
Yeah, that song you just heard, I've never heard that in my life, but it was the number one song in the land in 1994, 29 years ago today. Here Comes the Hot Stepper by Inni Kamoze. The song was their only song to reach the Hot 100 in the United States. So number one, 29 years ago. I don't know, David. Another thing that happened on this day in history that was significant. On this day in 1860, South Carolina seceded from the Union, triggering the start of the Civil War. And on this day in 1946, It's a Wonderful Life, starring Jimmy Stewart, premiered, movie premiere. It was marginally successful. And years later, it became a holiday classic. I love that movie. So anyways, to me, it's very interesting. I don't think they would release a holiday movie on December 20th now. It would, you know, that would be before Thanksgiving, I think, or something. But it was released on this day in 1946. Today is Dot Your I's Day. This is a day to make sure you just get things finished up. You gotta stay focused and finished up and get ready to go for the holiday. It's also Go Caroling Day, so it's a good day to get out there and go caroling. Birthdays today: musician Alan Parsons was born on this day in 1948 in London. Incredible studio musician. Of course, he started the Alan Parsons Project. There was a time that studio musician groups, the Alan Parsons Project in particular, looked like they were poised to kind of take the lead in popular music. Yeah. And then some of these super bands started again who had such charisma in live performing. But anyway, Alan Parsons' birthday today. Locally, December 20th birthday for Matt Porter. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all of your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277. Or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Just a reminder, morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421.
We didn't get a chance in that first segment because of our visitors, but big news yesterday was this ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court that effectively will ban Donald Trump from being on the primary election ballot. It really remains to be seen what the impact of that will be, but I know that there's a feeling of unease in Southwest Colorado this development and uncertainty of exactly what it'll mean. In Utah, the primary is going to be handled a little bit different. In this year, or in 2024, there'll be a partisan primary elections. Additionally, the Republican Party has chosen to hold a primary preference poll in conjunction with the statewide caucus meetings. So that will, the ruling in Colorado won't have a direct impact on Utah, but it still remains to be seen of what this is going to mean. Of course, with federalism, we've got 50 separate states who have the ability to set policy for their own state, and so what happens in a neighboring state doesn't necessarily affect the other states. But it remains to be seen because this is potentially a very big story.
Yeah, very, very, very big, very interesting. We'll be interested to follow that as it develops. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Once again, we've got more for you here on the Red Rock Morning Show, including the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. And after that, we'll have Rhett Sifford on to talk about sports. Stick with us once again. It is the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7. Give us just a moment here. It took me a moment to find this folder. All right, here we go. We're going to send you off to the on-air job fair and be back with the sports report here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries two nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary slash scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a health educator in the Public Health Department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include a Children's Justice Center director and a sheriff's deputy, in addition to a part-time community marketing coordinator and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomorrow role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our 4 branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Family the gift of Fest Internet this season. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of residential e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at just $59.95 a month, and discounts are available for qualifying households. Plus, free installation and equipment with no term contracts. Give Emory Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelecom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
Let Santa's helpers at the brand new Element Hotel in Moab take the hassle out of the holidays and get you into the spirit of the season. The Element can accommodate up to 150 people and also cater to smaller groups with a lovely holiday dinner. We offer full catering, a private bar, and you can bring in a DJ or entertainment for your event. Discounts on rooms are available for those who don't want to drive home. Call the Element at 435-222-9790. We'll get your party planned and take the stress off the plate. Come rock around the tree with friends and loved ones this season at the brand new Element Moab.
Tony and his staff at the Moab Fiesta Mexicana wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Come in and enjoy our daily specials this holiday season. Tuesday is burrito night with rice and beans for just $8.95. Kids eat free Wednesdays and Thursdays from the kids menu, one child per adult. Friday night is margarita night with margaritas for just $8.95. And Saturday is fajita night with beef, chicken, and veggies for only $16.95. From all of us at the Moab Fiesta Mexicana, Feliz Navidad.
Well, good morning. Welcome you back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, December 20th, 2023, 9:57 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. David Boyle in studio now with San Juan Record sports editor Rhett Sifford. Good morning, Rhett.
Morning, David.
Hey, talking about local sports, what's the latest?
Well, we had our last broadcast high school hoops last night of 2023, so our wives are all very happy about that. At least we get a Christmas break. But it was San Juan dominating Monticello, of course, that you heard on Red Rock 92, 81-31. And the Broncos are just kind of coming together. You know, they're headed in the right direction. It was a little hit and miss their first few games, but that loss to American Heritage has really kind of galvanized them. They look more like a team every game. And you heard Josh Kies in the pregame interview, head coach of the Monticello Buckaroos, saying they're a young team, you know, just still trying to find their identity. And some of that was evident last night, but San Juan is obviously one of the tougher teams they'll face this year. So you can learn a lot from games like that. You can learn a lot from losing. And it's, I think losing at this time of the season is better than losing late in the season, obviously. But
sure.
And then several other basketball games last night. There was one that either was taken off the schedule or I can't find that it's moved anywhere. Green River was supposed to play at Grand last night, or it was originally on the schedule, but that game didn't happen, I don't think. So I don't know about that. But Mancos, the boys, the only other team that picked up a win last night in our local area over Cedar Edge, and that was a 61-54 final. And the San Juan girls losing at Summit Academy last night, 74-42. And the Montezuma Cortez girls losing 79-42 to Kirtland at home. And then there was a wrestling duel last night here in Monticello. Monument Valley, Arizona came over and won that duel. Monticello didn't have a complete roster for that. And so I think they mix wrestlers is what happens. Monument Valley, and you might know better than me, being a wrestling guy, but I think some of Monument Valley's wrestlers were wrestling for Monticello as well, and so that's kind of how it works in those duels sometimes. But
yeah, they'll have forfeits and then just wrestle exhibition matches sometimes,
right,
too. So,
I think a lot of that went on last night.
But. Yeah, I don't think they weren't keeping track of that team score very closely. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure Monument Valley did win the duel, though, because they had a number of forfeits and then, but yeah, some good wrestles in Monticello last night.
Well, it's obviously a crazy time of year. Last night was the last night of, you know, that kind of closes things off pre-Christmas. But there are a couple tournaments coming up. The Whitehorse Boys and Girls this weekend, in fact, starting tomorrow and running through Saturday, they're going to be playing in a tournament in Chinle. So both of those teams will be playing at least three games. I don't know the format for that tournament. And then next weekend, same days, Thursday through Saturday, Monument Valley Boys and Girls are going to be playing in the Senai tournament in Albuquerque. And that is the Striking Eagle Native American Invitational. It's much easier to say Senai or Sinai, but yeah, they play in that annually. So two tournaments this weekend and next weekend for our South County teams. And other than that, it's Christmas break at this point. So
very good. Well, something else too, I just realized right before we went on too, it's the first edition of the RPI for Utah Boys and Girls Basketball got released on Monday. So okay, we can take a look at those, starting with the 1A Boys. Green River is the top of our local teams. They're ranked 12, Whitehorse 14, Monticello 18, Monument Valley 19. Looking over in the 2A, San Juan is in the top 10. They're number 10 in the 2A RPI. Grand County down at 17 in the 2A RPI. That's for the boys. Taking a look at the girls in 2A, start with Grand County girls are ranked number 8 in the 2A RPI. San Juan, meanwhile, ranked number 19 in that 2A RPI. And then over to 1A girls, starting from the bottom going up, Monticello ranked 14, Whitehorse 5, and Monument Valley girls are in that 2 spot. So Monument Valley girls definitely the top ranked Utah team in these initial RPIs.
Yeah, and you guys may have to, I know you don't cover enough teams already, you may have to spread out and start doing some Green River Boys broadcasts too, and since they're way up in our listening area up there. So
yeah, just on the edge, but yeah, they've got a good team this year. I think you know, before we get into region play, I think they may be considered the favorites to win that region 19, and so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out in region play.
You know, I've been meaning for a couple weeks now to look at RPIs. I know the Utah just got released. There's no delay in Colorado. I think it's up all year. Just kind of glancing over, and the 1A boys, Nucla, is our top ranked local team. They're 4-1 in 14th, and that's all I see. Just kind of going down. This is boys. Let's see, 2A wise, I'm not sure. I don't really know. I have to go through and see who. Mancos is the top-ranked team, the 2A in our area. They're 19th with a 3-1 record. It's crazy. You can have a really, you can have an undefeated record in the these Colorado RPIs and be way down in 20th. You know, it's just there's so many teams in these, but I think I'll compile that and we can report better on that. I meant to do that today, but did not do it. But we do have some good teams in our area, so we can look at that more maybe once the new year starts. I'll get a list compiled and we'll list all 19 or all 26 of our basketball teams where they rank in the RPI standings.
Boy, and an RPI before January is of limited value.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's just so few data points, and you're going to have some issues that play out over the season. So I don't know. It's like you're trying to find something that's over the horizon still, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I think this original release, though, you'll get kind of an idea of the range that someone's at. I mean, again, Monument Valley girls, we see they're going to be, you know, up there near the top. You know, again, it depends on how things play out and other teams' strength of schedule and stuff, but you kind of get a general idea of, all right, these teams could be pretty competitive. These teams have got some work to do. So anyways, but you're right. It's definitely going to change quite a bit from now until those state tournaments.
For sure.
And you'll see American Prep in West Valley is the number one RPI in 2A boys right now. They've got a 6-4 record. I don't know how, you know, they have this very complicated algorithm that requires lots of data points. And when there's few data points, that's why they don't release it till now, it's just like a fuzzy picture that comes into focus over time.
Absolutely. Well, again, it's been a super busy start to the winter season, and like Red said, it's our last broadcast last night and for the year. It's been a great calendar year.
It's been a great season, guys. Yeah. We'll see you next year.
Yeah, 2023 was really remarkable. 2024, I'm excited about it. Just a little programming issue. We will not be broadcasting the San Juan Emory game on January 2nd. We're still we'll be recovering from our holiday festivities. But anyway, we were unable to schedule that game. But we'll be back and look forward to finishing the basketball season strong.
Hey, and just since you guys gave me an extra couple minutes to look at this, I'll just throw this out there. In girls basketball in Colorado, in the 2A, Mancos is 10th, and Montezuma Cortez is 10th in the 3A for the girls. So
nice.
There you go. Very give, the, give those girls a mention. So
yeah, congratulations. And like I say, early, we'll look forward to see how that develops. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. Taking a look at NBA action last night, the Phoenix Suns were defeated by the Portland Trailblazers 109-104 in Portland. Tonight, the Utah Jazz are in Cleveland at 5. Denver Nuggets are in Toronto at 5:30. That'll do it for the regional sports report and with it this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.